Underground farming? How did that ever see the light of day? Hello, it's Claudia Winkleman here. I'm partnering with Vodafone Business to look at challenger brands, talking to the people who have bravely pushed ahead with their very different ideas, like bite-sized ice cream balls. You'd think that would get a cool reception. I'm sorry. It's far from being business as usual, so we're calling the series Business Unusual. Not to be missed, I promise you. So go on, subscribe now.
Watch what crap bins. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Crappens.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to watch. I'm Ben Mandelker of The Real Housewives of Kitchen Island, which is a cartoon you can watch on YouTube, okay? And also the Game Brain podcast. And joining me is the wonderful and lovely, I shouldn't even say joining me, because you're just always here. Joining me sounds like you're a guest, but you're a pillar. It's Ronnie Karam of the Rose Pricks Batch Roast podcast. What's up, Ronnie?
Well, hi, everybody. How been?
Hi. So today is a big day because we're talking about Below Deck Med, recently profiled in the New York Times. If you haven't seen that article, it's a really good, entertaining read. So check that out if you want to know how they make that show. It sounds like pure craziness. It sounds awful. It sounds like an awful show to make. I feel bad for all the crew after reading that article. But we're going to talk about that today. Before we do that, we're going to do some small business shout-outs. Ronnie, what do you got for us?
I have something called... this is a small business shout-out to support the LGBTQ community. Happy Pride. Yeah. Guys. This is from Jenna. She is a wine consultant for Scout and Cellar. They are a 100% guaranteed clean crafted wine company. All of their wines are organic, free of pesticides, additives, and chemicals. There's no sugar added, and there's very low sulfites, okay? So you'll get less of a hangover. Today through the end of the month, they will be donating 10% of all sales to the Trevor Project in honor of Pride Month. So, go over to them. Just visit Scout and Cellar, and that's spelled C-E-L-L-A-R, scoutandcellar.com/JennaDeAngelis to place an order. Jenna DeAngelis.
Awesome. Thanks, Jenna. Now here's one from Amy. Amy says, I would just die if you gave me a small business shout out, okay? Well, how can we resist? Especially because Amy's small business is so Ramona sounding. And I mean that in a good way. I'm not saying that to make fun of her business. Her business is called Successful, Single, and Not Willing to Settle, which I love. So Amy has an online dating coaching program that shows amazing women how to attract a perfect match for them by embracing and showcasing their authenticity. And she says that even though we are socially distancing right now, we are still helping our clients either get ready for a relationship or to actually start dating now. So she also has a podcast called Successful, Single, and Not Willing to Settle, the podcast. And they interview clients who are dating virtually, et cetera, et cetera. So if you are looking to sort of spruce up your dating life and maybe, you know, sharpen up some things and just be your best self, go check out Amy's business at successfulsinglefemale.com or on Instagram at successfulsinglefemale. Yes, ladies. Yes.
Yes, queen.
Yes. It's Pride Month. I'm allowed to add a yes, ladies. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. And also, we are selling masks in our Crappens shop. In case you didn't hear my wonderful diatribe on the Married to Medicine LA episode, you should be wearing a mask. The CDC recommends it. So who are we? CDC, I mean, that all, as we all know, that stands for the Cabaret disease of Cabaret, right? I don't know. Anyway, get a mask. Go to crappensmerch.com. We have a whole bunch of really fun masks to wear, because as long as you have to wear a mask, you might as well have fun doing it. We got Be Masked, Don't Be All Unmasked, and Carter, and Goodbye, Kyle, And oh, you look great, by the way. What are some other ones we have, Ronnie? Because they're all super fun.
Got Isolate in the Gather font. And I'll just go look at them. There's tons of them. Just go to crapandsmerch.com. We'll keep adding some to you as we go along, as this thing looks like it's staying around forever. We'll just up our mask game. Okay?
Yeah, we'll mask for mask.
For once in a while. Okay, I'm working on some Lisa Rinna lips. So I hope to get those up soon. Those are hilarious. So go check those out. Today, it's time for Below Deck Mediterranean. Let's just watch Captain Sandy gaslight Hannah some more. As the season goes on. Jeez, lady.
Wait, what do you mean? How is she gaslighting her? I mean, I'm not...
Isn't Bugsy...
Oh, yeah.
Aren't Bugsy's tablescapes great? Oh, Bugsy's a pro. Look at those tablescapes, everybody.
They are pretty good. I'm not gonna lie. They are pretty good. Well, either way. So, the episode starts with thunder and lightning. And, you know, Hannah is just bracing for Bugsy to come on board and is already telling Jess. She's like, this is uncomfortable already, honey. Already uncomfortable.
And so, if you guys aren't uncomfortable, Bugsy comes wearing one of the most uncomfortable outfits I've ever seen in my life. I mean, she looks like my mom used to dress me in the 80s. She looks like a storm. It's like the pattern of a storm. And it's like some jumpsuit. Then she's got a matching backpack. And then she's got a matching suitcase, which I don't think I noticed last week how matching it was. She basically looks like a walking Gadzooks from the mall.
She basically is wearing one of her tablescapes at the moment. So Bugsy's done that thing where this is her second season on TV. So now that she's been on TV, she's coming back like, oh, I'm full of new character. So Bugsy shows up.
She's like, new hair, who dis?
And she also introduces her new tagline, which is, I'm bringing the thunder.
I'm bringing the thunder. When like, I was bringing the thunder.
After a season on Sirocco, I've been working on a very busy private and charter boat as chief stew. And there, when I was on that boat, I was bringing the thunder.
Thunder, bringing it.
I wrote that down too. She says it 20 times. And 20. If you didn't hear it, she'll repeat it again.
She really does. By the way, I actually always liked Bugsy. And I always believed that the reason why she and Hannah had a falling out is because Adam caused it. And I hope that that gets addressed at some point.
Well, Bugsy was fine. It was just at the very, very end. She's like, by the way, you're terrible.
Yeah.
If I were Chief Stew.
So so Bugsy comes on board. And so she meets Alex. She's like, hi, I'm Alex. Oh, I'm a hugger. Oh, yeah. Let me hug you like you're Giselle and I'm Tom Brady. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's good.
She's like, hello, hugger. Now, Rob is your name, zombie guy. So is that a South African accent I hear?
And he's like,
or is it the rumble of thunder?
Oh, and so she goes and hugs Malia, who I think Malia has screamed and yelled 20 times. It's like every time she sees Bugsy, she screams and yells again and runs to her. I don't know why she saw her for the second or third time and screamed again, but she did.
Yes, there was a lot of that. And so then Bug sees Captain Sandy and they have a big hug, and Sandy's like, oh, I'm so happy you're here. I really need your skill set and I need your support, you know. And Bugsy's like, Captain Sandy is the only person I would do this for.
Yeah.
I am a chief seal on a very, very important boat.
And Captain's like, God, I'm so glad you're here, and your Dorit hairpins and your, you know, curtain rad earring. Her earrings look like Muppet porn. Okay? It's like a big gaping Muppet hole. That's what her earrings look like.
I didn't even notice.
Well, Captain Sandy, since I'm here, I just wanted to remind you that I brought the storm of bringing the thunder.
Looks like Grover getting a colonoscopy, those earrings. Oh, my God. I can't stop with it. Here, I'll send it to you. I'll send it.
Okay,
send I have it. A picture.
Grover getting a colonoscopy. That's a very...
This is the cleanest show you'll ever listen to. Watch what creepings.
Bring in the thunder and the Grover colonoscopies.
Basically, Bugsy is like, now that I can no longer do Lara voice, I'm just transferring it over to Bugsy now with like a little variation.
When I was Chief Stew,
the weather was always sunny.
All right.
So the captain's like, Grover
colonoscopy? What are you talking about?
Look, it's like Grover Muppet fur in a big circle. I can't. Okay. So the captain's like, and you know, Bugsy, I just want you to know, Hannah's real happy. Okay. Obviously, I think it's a shock to her, but I think you'll be pleasantly surprised with Hannah. You'll be pleasantly surprised.
Now, one more hug. One more hug.
Hugs.
Oh,
hugs.
Yeah, another hug. Oh, all this thunder makes me want to hug a little bit. So you're bringing the thunder, I'm bringing the hugs. Okay.
Right. Now, there's a lot on board, so just start opening cabinets. Hannah's going to love that. Just start opening cabinets. Just go around. Leave them open, by the way, while you're there.
Leave them open. Just take stuff out and put it on the floor. It's fun.
I just care about Hannah's happiness at this point, all right?
So, and while you're opening things up, maybe you can find Jessica's epaulets. Okay, great.
So now downstairs, by the way, Hannah hates this, and they cut to her rage ironing downstairs. Did you see that? She, like, if there is not a big brown hole in whatever she's ironing, I would be shocked. She's like, honey.
Honey steam.
I mean, she is literally...
Would you like a shirt, honey?
The iron is off. It's just the heat coming from her eyes. She just has lasers coming out and, like, steam from her nose. And she's just rubbing the iron over it.
So Alex and Unit are talking to Jess. And Alex like, hey, Jess, if you're not busy, I left a shirt on the ironing board. And Hannah's like, is any of that personal stuff yours, honey?
Yeah. Hannah, rather than say hi to Bugsy, volunteers to go down to the laundry, to do the laundry, and like she's like, you know what I'm going to do? I think I'm going to redecorate and do a tablescape on the laundry room, so I'll just be down here for the next 5 days if anyone needs me, honey.
I'll be outside painting the boat if anyone needs me. I'll just be hanging off the side of the boat. So Bugs comes into laundry, and she's like, hello, how are you? When I was chief stew, I gave hogs. We're going to do hogs. And Hannah's like, oh, God, welcome to mayhem, bitch. She's like, well, I guess I'll just make my way around then. When I was chief stew, I would show people the boat, but I'll do it. She's like, no. You can do that, honey. All right. And then she tells whoever is there, she's like, it's so awkward when you go in for the handshake and they go in for the hogs. Like, okay.
Yeah, it was Alex. For some reason, they were just like all crammed up in there. I guess Alex was doing Jess's shirt. I don't know what it was, but they were all up in there. So then Bugs goes and she encounters Jess, and Jess, of course, is like, you brought the weather with you.
I brought the thunder, actually. To be specific, the thunder.
Well, I used to be a meteorologist, so I actually understand what you mean by that. Yeah.
So Hannah goes to show her cabin, and she's like, it's good to be back. She's like, yeah, it's good. We're glad to have you. Really glad. As you can see by my clenched teeth and my honey eyes. All right. Now, listen here. We need a strong second, but your cabin's shit. Sorry. And she goes, it looks like shit.
Do people make their beds on this boat, or they just wait for the thunder to show up?
Like, well, sorry about that, honey. We've got a full boat. Plus, I had to poop, but the loo was full, so I went inside your pillowcase there. Enjoy your sleep. Take a nap.
And just a heads up, I've already had to give someone on this crew a double finger, honey. So let's hope that doesn't happen to you, okay, honey?
Do people make their beds on this boat?
So, meanwhile, upstairs, Malia's teaching the crew how to open up stern doors or something. And, of course, Pete isn't paying any attention because his stomach hurts and he can't poop properly. So, that's his journey today.
It's one of the classiest journeys he's had, I have to say.
It actually is, unfortunately. So then Hannah's giving a tour to Bugsy.
Bugsy again hints. Yeah, she hints again at Hannah. She's like, so I guess I'll just have a look around. She's like, oh, I'll show you. Why is that cabinet open? Ain't that one. And that one, actually. What's happening?
Now, what do we have? A bingo wheel here?
Oh, that's just Jessica's. Don't worry about that.
Hannah is so uncomfortable, and you can tell because she's doing that, like, necklace twirl thing that she does when she hates people.
That is so true.
So she's showing her around. She goes, this is your job. I hate table decor. And by table decor, I mean you. And then the captain's like, oh, Kiko, Hannah, Malia, meet me in the mess. It's time for a meeting about how Bugsy's so much better than Hannah. All right?
And then we cut to Jess, who's in the laundry room, and she goes, why does the dryer smell like truffle oil? Is it because of the truffle oil I put in the dryer?
So, preference sheet meeting. Okay, we've got Justin Thornton, a financial consultant with crazy eyes who lives in New York City. He's bringing his douchebag friends, Leo, who's a goddamn monster.
Yuki, a Japanese-born race car driver who owns a yacht of his own. Don't know why they're not on that. Don't ask questions.
Yeah, so Justin is a financial consultant from New York City, and this group of friends has a history of getting together in Las Vegas. If there could ever be a description of douchebag, it is that. Financial consultant from New York City who gets together frequently in Las Vegas. It's just, you know, it's just, these are just going to be terrible people.
With his jeweler friend. I just watched Uncut Gems, so I'm still traumatized with jewelers.
Oh, is that why that guy had that terrible watch? Because I was one. I assumed it was like his brother, who like has Justin pay for everything, but then the brother is the one who complains. One of those people, you know?
Nah, Leon. He's Leon. They're the
Leon.
One.
Leon was full of personality.
We want the oysters,
way.
Eh? We want the oysters.
By the way, if there's anything that could describe Leon, it's a dryer that smells like truffle oil. That's Leon.
Yeah, welcome to your future, Jess. Yeah, maybe Jess is like psychic with smells. She big, just smells the truffle oil.
He's just like a big, clunky, annoying thing that smells like something fancy, but basically is not.
Yeah, like he's always auditioning for Fred Flintstone, this guy.
You know what's so funny is that I said that he sounds like Barney Rubble in my notes.
He does. He talks like that. He's like, hey, Fred.
Hey, Fred, okay, what Fred. Oysters, Fred?
What do you mean I didn't know what oysters, Fred?
No,
huh?
I didn't know that. It's my preference sheet. No, it's right there. Fred? Leon.
So Bugsy is already rearranging all the cupboards on the boat. And then we also find out that Justin has a dog that has to be, like, it's the dog's not allowed on the boat, so they're going to get a doggy babysitter, and that he may want to go on the shore a few times to visit the dog. And at first I was like, oh god, another high-maintenance dog owner, but then this dog wound up being, like, the cutest thing I've ever seen, so I was, like, totally in favor of every time Mr. Scout came on screen.
Yeah, those dogs are so pretty, the blue eyes, oh my gosh.
I love a husky, they're so adorable and so sweet. So, Kiko is nervous because the weather's really bad because, you know, Bugsy brought the thunder. So he's like, when the water's not good, all eyes on me. Yeah. So he's nervous.
And then, our model for COVID times, Jess, sneezing all over laundry, just in case anybody needed to be triggered during this epidemic.
Yeah. So, and also Justin wants a 5-to-6-course tasting menu on the second night, which will be great for Kiko. So, yeah. Then we go over to Malia, and she's talking to Alex about the crew, and she's basically saying that Rob seems cool, but he has to come out of his shell, and that Pete probably hates her because he's not used to women being in charge. And then she turns to Alex and goes, you know, weirdly, I relate to you the most, so that's worrisome. He's like, thanks?
So Unit meets Bugsy, and he's like, hey. And she's like, who's that? And Hannah goes, Pete.
He's awful and already fired.
She goes, hello, Pete. Oh, I'm not Pete. You're Pete. Don't be confused just because I've got a bobby pin that says love.
I didn't know that people did that outside of rom-coms. I thought that was not a real thing that people did, but apparently it is a thing like, oh, hi, I'm Pete. I mean, I'm Bugsy. You're Pete. You're obviously Pete, and I'm Bugsy. I mean, I don't know why I would say I'm Pete, but you are. So anyway, I'm like, wow, meet cutes like that really do happen, except this isn't really meet yeah. cute. It's like...
And he gets a boner. Sad. He's like, I am Pete. Yeah. She's like, Malia, that guy Pete, he followed me on Instagram. And then we see a clip of Pete outside talking to Alex, looking at her Instagram. He's like, oh, man, she's a rocket.
Why has he ruined such, like, basic words? Unit, rocket. Those are words that don't have to be ruined. Unless he was referring to her as a piece of arugula, but in a British sense. That's kind of funny.
What a lovely bitter green.
She's a bitter green that is referred to as a rocket by Gordon Ramsay. Yeah!
She's an arugula finish. Salad if Nigella was presenting it.
Oh, yeah! Rocket!
I love that bite that she has. Rocket!
And Bugsy, cut back to Bugsy, and she goes,
but it says he's a captain, so I was like, is he the captain of the boat? I'm so confused.
And Malia goes, he's the captain of a tender. Welcome to my life.
Oh, if I were captain of a tender, I wouldn't put it on my Instagram.
So Bugs is all chipper. She's like all chipper everywhere. She's like going from like deck to, she's like somehow on like every deck at all moments. She's like, what do we got? What, talk to me. Everyone tap me out. What's going on? How can I? Just Hannah's just like, fuck him.
10 units of rocket start.
Like she's definitely coming in like, look at me. Look how hard I'm working. Look at that. Because I was chief too. Look at me. Just working, working, working.
But they actually really need her. So, Jessica is getting a little nervous because she's worried that the dynamic's gonna get fucked up, but then she's like, it's gonna work out for me because Hannah's gonna need a best friend. So, yes, failing upwards.
So then Unit is unpacking groceries with Rob.
Mm.
And he's like, bro, I think the Rugula was nervous to meet me because she was like, hey, I'm Pete. No, wait, you're Pete. And Rob goes, oh, she's cute, bro. All right. What do you say, Betty? She's cute, right?
I'm feeling sensitive right now.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Let's run some errands with Emily Ahrens.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
Kelly Barlow. When she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Higher than high-res, she's Lauren Perez.
Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the Berg.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan lettuce.
One day you're Rachel Zinn, the next day you're out.
He makes us squee, Richie D.
Shannon better than Kyle Richards.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Nancy, cease and desisto.
Let's rev our pistons for Amanda and Kristen.
Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
Let's give them a kissa, it's Austin and Marissa.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Oops, she did it again. It's Brittany Montano.
Simple as rocket science, it's Dana Easy.
Erica, 500 days of summers.
We will, Joanna Rockland, you.
The incredible edible Matthew sisters.
The Wyndham beneath our wings, it's Joe Wyndham.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
She's Ferelio, it's Lindsay Ferelio.
Lourdes, the Lourdes of the Ring.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.
So then upstairs, Bugsy is starting making a tablescape. And she's like,
well, when I was chief stew, I actually went into tablescaping competitions and make all my girls do it with me. And we would bring the thunder to tablescaping. And we actually won best tablescape in the world. So there we go.
And I forgot her mom was the one who owned the Airbnb thing, which we get in her backstory.
I didn't remember that. I remember that.
We used to make fun of it all the time. Wasn't she the one who said she was always left alone?
That was Riley.
Family?
Got it.
Oh, that was Riley. Oh,
Riley.
Wow.
Riley's family like moved to Florida or something and opened up a B&B. And then she's like, yeah. And so I was stuck up in the room because the guests were out there and I couldn't be out with everyone else. Got it. So I just take a bow and arrow off my window and shoot every piece of livestock that went by. And that's why it's hunt. And that's why I said, like, get it. Because I got it with my bow and arrow from the Airbnb. Never had the love.
Wow, well, Bugsy's mom has a B&B too, so I guess there's something that happens to you in a B&B where you're just like, get me on a boat. I don't care what boat it is.
Makes sense.
Get me away from my mother.
B&Bs are crazy. Have you ever stayed at a B&B?
No.
I once stayed at a B&B, and I didn't realize that the breakfast part is like a really big part of the experience, and so I was, well... This is going to sound very snooty, but I went to a destination wedding in the south of France, and so I stayed at a B&B in this like little B&B. It's run by a British woman, and stayed up all like the night before the wedding. Everyone stayed up super late, getting drunk, and then so I like slept until 1 p.m. and I did not tell Mags, who ran the B&B, that I was not going to be at breakfast. And then all day long, everyone was like, "Did you speak to Mags? She's really upset with you." did you speak to Max? She was really expecting you at breakfast and you didn't go to breakfast. And like all day long, I had been like, I had shamed Mags, the Airbnb, the B&B owner. And I had to like go and apologize to her. And I base all B&B experiences off that.
Mags ruined it for you.
Yeah.
So you weren't very Magsa at that time. So the captain's like, whoa, look at this tablescape. Now that's what I call a tablescape. What an amazing non-Hannah like tablescape. And she's like, use the strength. That's what I always say. It's probably Hannah's probably somewhere blowing down a menthol pack of Benson and Hedges. Am I right? Oh, sorry, Hannah. There you are. Sorry.
Sorry about that.
So then downstairs.
And Hannah goes, oh, why am I going somewhere?
Foreshadowing.
That was beautiful. So Rob and Jess, they sneak a little kiss downstairs. And then the guests start arriving. And Sandy's like, wow, you know, Bugs is killing it. Wow, she really brought, what's the word what you say when you really brought something? She really brought the, what's that word?
Rhymes with blunder, but that. Think of Hannah asunder. Making a blunder.
She brought a something asunder. No, that doesn't quite sound right. What is it?
I can't think of any more rhymes with it. It's thunder. It's thunder.
Oh, yeah. Thunder.
Oh, I brought the thunder. Oh. Love
God, I love that thunder. So Hannah has to like.
Oh, by the way, I have to point out that when Hannah goes, "Where am I going somewhere?" Captain just turns to Bugsy and goes, "Oh, you know, come on." Hannah's admitted she's not good at this. I just had to get it in there because fucking Captain's gaslighting. She's gonna follow them around and just whenever she sees Hannah, go, "Wow, Bugs, you are really good at this."
So sorry, Hannah, but you admit you're not very good at this, right?
I'll be honest, Bugs. The other night, Hannah just put a whole bunch of silverware in the middle of the table and a little sign that said, take one, leave one. I don't even know what that
means. You know, this is basically Hannah, okay, if I could describe it in weather terms. She's like a great cloud that just starts pouring rain without bringing any thunder. That's right. That's right. You brought the thunder.
I brought the thunder.
So now the guests are showing up and Hannah's like pouring the champagne, but she like forgot to do it or something, so she's behind, and they're all lined up except for Hannah, and Sandy's like, now where is Hannah? Hannah, please come to the F deck now. Hannah, unless you are bringing some, what do you call it, Bugs? What do you call it? Yeah, unless you're bringing that, I want you getting over here right now.
But she literally goes, Bugs is killing it. Where's Hannah? Like every time, every single time. So Hannah's like, God damn it. She just looks right in the camera like, I'm going to kill myself and this actual boat. All right. So the guests come, and I'm sorry, your dog is very cute, but you're on a yacht. Okay. You're rich enough to get on a yacht. Get your fucking dog boarded. Okay?
Yeah.
We're all going to survive. And I'd say this is a dog owner.
Yeah.
Okay.
I agree. He brought that dog solely to be like, look at my cute dog, ladies. Like, he is basically, this is a Tinder ad for himself. And yes. He brought that to, like, get hot bitches, yeah, on Majorca. So Justin comes on board. He's the primary. And he's, like, shaking everyone's hand. He's like, Justin Thornton. Justin Thornton. It's like, all right, sir. You brought the Thornton. Okay, got it.
If we got married, Thornton. I could say I'm bringing the Thornton Thunder!
It looked like, and they were all going down, shaking the hands, which was very polite, but it also looked like the end of a Little League game. It's like, good game.
Your dad brought the Cokes, right? Because you lost. So the captain's like, well, unfortunately, our weather's going to keep us on the dock, but fortunately, Bugsy's here to do amazing things that Hannah can't, okay?
I brought you some earmuffs so that way you're not deafened when you hear all the thunder!
And so Kiko's like, I love dogs. I have a tattoo of that kind of a dog.
I like how he says it as if it's like a novel thing to like dogs. And it's like pretty much like the entire world loves dogs.
Yeah. So they go on a little tour and the nanny comes to take the dog.
Fun fact that I learned from the New York Times article is that the, you know, I was thinking to myself when I was watching this tour, I was like, you know, that master, it feels like it should be bigger for a master. Turns out that the actual master bedroom on the yacht is used by production. That's where they set up all their monitors, and it's kind of like their base camp is in the real master. So how about that? The master we see on TV is not the real master that's on the boat.
Oh, well, there you go. That explains a lot. I always imagine them in the bottom of the boat somewhere.
Yeah, I imagine them like where like that engineer is, like the engineer is like under like metal and by boiling pipes and
yeah, so like the anchor coming up, like they see the chain go past them, you know. That's why it's such important drama. Like, are we gonna die during this shoot?
Yeah, I just imagine they're all dressed like the poor people on Titanic, just like they've got like little brown caps and stuff, and like coal on their cheeks and little like briefcases, like, after this show we're going on to a better life.
So let's see. So there, Hannah's giving a tour, and Barney Rubble's like, "This is spotlight shining on me." No, he's like, "This looks like a Chinese restaurant, eh?"
And then Bugsy downstairs is like, Kiko has made some platters, you know, for they always have platters for the guests when they first come on. So Bugsy goes into the galley, and it's like,
"I'm just the guests are getting situated, so I'm just gonna bring the thunder and this food also up to them. Okay, can you tell me what they are and everything?" He's like,
yeah, it's like a ham, whatever, he says what they are. And then Sandy's like, "That's what I'm talking about. She's amazing. The guests are her priority. Wow. That's what I'm talking about. Thunder. Wow. I get it now."
I'm like, Hannah right now, God knows what she's even doing. Like, Hannah's giving the tour.
You know, God, with Hannah, the guests aren't her priority. I mean, like, Hannah's literally with the guests right now.
Guys, like, tonight we want a table of, we want a gorgeous table at Tito's, which I guess is some club.
Yeah.
And
Leon, this is where I said he sounded like Barney Rubble. He's like, hey, Fred, if the weather clears up, can we do any water sports? Hey.
So then Hannah makes the call, and, let's see, Bugsy is doing service while Hannah's on the phone getting the table reserved. And Bugsy comes out, she's like, "Benvenidos out!" And the guy's like, "Do you got oysters?" She's like, "I'll find out right now! Oysters! Bring in the oysters!" So she's
if
like,
"If I were Chief Stew, I would have fresh oysters, but unfortunately all that we have is thunder!"
It's like, "Kiko, hello. Do we have any oysters?" And he's like, "No, but I have caviar." So she goes and tells them, and he's like, "Hey, okay, Fred, okay."
"Yeah, okay, I'll have the caviar." And then they just cut to Hannah downstairs, just going, "Oh, fuck me," which is just so Hannah, just walking from one room to another. "Fuck me, fuck me, fuck me." So then there's like a big production.
And then this guy plays right into Bex's hand, because she's like,
"Why don't we move the party upstairs?"
And the guy's like, "Oh, you know what? We'll help you out here. Look at her. She's got no help here. Huh? You know what I'm saying? She's got no help. Nobody to help her. Poor little thing. Nobody. She's the only person that works on this entire boat.
Betty, can you help her out a little bit?" They have this whole thing where they all go up to another deck, which I didn't really understand why they had to change decks, but they did. Malia gets the idea that they should set up like a little poker table, since they're going to Vegas. And as it turns out, Alex is like a huge poker player. He's like, "Yeah, every night when I went to college, when I was going to UMass Amherst, I would go there and I'd play poker every night and I'd win a lot. And at the end of the month, I'd pay tuition." I was like, damn, how much poker were you playing that you paid college tuition with it every month?
And then they show a picture of him in college with a blow-up doll sitting on his lap. Oh, and Malia's like, "So, Captain, we were thinking since we're stuck on the boat, we'd play some poker." She's like, "God, I love that. That must be Bugsy's idea, am I right? God, good for you, Bugs. Good for you. Guess what? You're going to be the captain of your own boat one day. That's right. Long-distance hugs. Thunder hugs."
So then Leon is like, cause now they're like on a higher deck, and they see it, there's a boat like in the port, because they can't leave because it's raining. And then he sees this boat, and he's like, hey, Fred, why'd they get to leave the port? And someone's like, no, that boat is coming. I think it was Sandy saying, no, that boat is coming into port. It's coming into port. And I was like, I felt so bad for Hannah, because Hannah would have loved to have been there to give a great honey eye to that moment. It's coming into port, you honey fucker face. Honey, honey, honey.
Honey fucker face.
That's her new thing. Honey fucker face.
So Bugs is up there spraying the tablecloth, like she's going to iron the tablecloth. And Alex is like, "Oh, I got it, Bugs." She's like, "Why are you so red? Am I making you nervous? Am I intimidating you? That's right." And Alex goes, you know, I'm a big eyes and teeth person. I'm in love.
If I see,
she's
if
got
I
eyes and she's got teeth.
He's like, you know, if basically, you know, if you have perfect teeth and beautiful eyes, I'm in love. Like, you ever see that Muppet, you know, Doc the Muppet, Doc Hopper? Mm. Wow. In love with him. Huge teeth, big eyes.
Oh, like, what are you, buying a horse? I look at the teeth. I look at the teeth and the eye, all right?
So
he's all nervous around Bugsy. So there's like a little love connection there. And then the table, they all go to the table to eat lunch. And the captain's like, isn't this beautiful? Bugsy did it.
It's beautiful. Okay. I mean, get out of your hair, but I will be back in 5 minutes to see. Is it still beautiful? Still beautiful? It's beautiful, right? Okay.
Bugsy did it. I just wrote, she's such a dick. She's really laying it on. So they serve the steaks, go ahead.
No, I was going to say,
I forget?
That Leon, he's like, hey, you know what? The captain ain't bad either. You know, a couple drinks and me and I'd hit it.
Oh, he did not.
He said that. I'm like, first of all, I hate that. I was like, I'd hit it as if like she's just waiting for him to hit it. Yeah. Also, like, gross. You're gross. You're gross, and you don't even understand when a boat is leaving or coming or leaving.
It's a disgusting fucking... This show just loves sexist men.
Yeah.
It loves it. It's like, mm-hmm. If a sexist man needs a place in this world, we've got Below Deck to welcome you with open arms every single time.
Seriously. So, yeah, now the steak.
They have steak, and he's like, whoa, you know what? I've been to a lot of restaurants, Fred, and this is good steak. No classy person goes, I've been to a lot of restaurants. Yeah. All right. Yeah, I know. All right.
No, the only people who do that are people who go on to Below Deck. Because I swear, I feel like at least once a season, there's always someone who goes, listen, we go to a lot of restaurants, okay? And this steak is a steak. It's like, okay, great. Thanks for the insight. Hey, Fred, you know what's crazy about the steak? She put it on the table and we didn't fall over sideways. Huh?
It didn't tip the whole car over, huh?
Didn't tip the boat over, Fred, huh? So speaking of cavemen, Pete is downstairs texting Lara, and he's like, I miss your face. And she's like, you always look so good,
He's like, yeah, he groans. He's like, I want you for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Antipasti, yeah?
He's gross. So disgusting. So then Rob is flirting with Jess, and he's like, I'm in an open relationship, but we'll see where it goes. God gave a man two heads, but it's only enough blood to supply the one.
Well, because Bugs actually asked Rob if he has a girlfriend, and he's like, it's a gray area. He's always so like morose about his open relationship. He's like, I'm in an open relationship, and I'm also in a moral quandary. Is there love that can be shared between two people? Now, you know what? You're just in a relationship, and you said, listen, I'm going on a TV show on a boat, and I may want to fuck around. And she said, okay, cool. That's it.
Yeah. Or you're the one who knows that it's open, and she doesn't yet. Or something.
Most likely it's that, actually.
I mean, this is Below Deck, after all.
Hey, I know it's been just about 30 seconds. I just want to check in. How's lunch going? Because Bugsy, she didn't cook lunch, but she did bring it out to you pretty well, huh? I think we can all agree, right?
Hey, is Bugsy asking you about her relationship? God, Bugsy's real good at that. Bugsy, yeah. You are so good about asking about relationships. God, you're good.
So they were watching the dog on the phone, and then they go, now it's time to play poker. So they go upstairs to play the poker and everything to have fun. And then Sandy goes over to Kiko. And she really wants Kiko to talk to guests, but Kiko apparently hates talking to guests. He's like, I hate talking to guests. No, let me be Kiko. Let me cook. Let me cook.
So then upstairs, hey, where the oysters? Where the oysters we ordered, Fred? And Hannah's like, they're coming tomorrow. And he's like, huh? Tomorrow, huh? And she goes, well, the best thing you can do if you want something right when you come on board is to just pop that on your preference sheet so I can give you honey eyes downstairs instead of right to your face, which I'm doing right now.
Honey!
Wow. Now, if Hannah did that to my dad, ooh, I actually started cringing just imagining that situation. If it was my dad who that Hannah said that to, it would have been a disaster. But admittedly, my dad would also not be like, where are the oysters? You know, like, but Hannah, like, being like, well, honey, just put it on your sheet next time. Like, that's so funny. Like, next time, as if, like, he's going back on the yacht, this douchebag. Admittedly, he's a douchebag, and he deserved it. But in terms of service, I was like, ooh, I'm cringing. I'm cringing.
Yeah, she was not having this guy, for sure. Because he said oysters earlier, and they gave him that caviar. So I guess he thought oysters were just being prepared or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
And so she's like, well, he goes, I did put it on there. She goes, well, it's not on the preference sheet we have. She's like, there's a difference between demanding guests and just being an outright asshole.
And then this other guy, this other douche who doesn't get much screen time, he goes, well, I put clams and mussels. And she's like, that's not oysters, honey.
He goes, well, I said oysters. You didn't fucking read it correctly, all right? You know what? I asked them, but I know it's hard for you. No biggie. I know it's hard for you. Oh, my God. I would fucking, it would be so hard to not just stab him in the temple.
Yeah. No, I mean, I understand why she did it, but I just was imagining, like her response, it, like, I just started to imagine my dad being on the receiving end of that response, and like my dad would have like blown a gasket if she had ever did that to my dad, done that to my dad. So then the douche guy Leon's like, "Hey, did you guys say you wanted oysters in the morning?" And she's like, "You didn't even get here in the morning, so shut the fuck up, honey."
So she pulls out a preference sheet and brings it to him. She's like, I just wanted to check just in case we got this wrong, aren't I? You want to look at that wrong, you aren't I?
And he's like, check to see if some of these requests were written in invisible ink, so maybe I didn't see them. Maybe you could clarify that. Thank you.
She pulls out the black light. He's like, what does it say, Fred? She's like, it says steak. And goes, yeah, but right next to that, what does it say there? She goes, it says dinner. And he's like, oh, okay, so we're going to get it for dinner. And she goes, oh, we'll get it fresh in for you, right, for dinner.
And then she sort of stomps off and like, whatever, I was wrong, fucking douchebag.
Yeah, I love that oysters were on the list. That was a twist I didn't see coming.
Yeah,
but didn't she go downstairs and look over the preference sheet and then bring it up to him like, here's proof, and there's oysters on the list.
But I
mean, I know it's listed on the list for dinner, but
yeah, I mean, there is a little bit of a difference, because if you're requesting oysters for dinner, then it's like, you know, obviously the plan was to get the oysters for tomorrow or whatever. But like, the other thing is that Bugsy said we weren't able to get fresh oysters. She told the group that. So the fact that he's asking, not even asking, he's being in that, doing that whiny-ass thing of like, where are the oysters we ordered? Bugsy already told you they couldn't get any fresh ones. Like, unless you are, like, interested in getting some, like, fresh Majorcan hepatitis C, shut up and just eat your caviar.
Yeah. So then Bugsy is talking to Unit, and she's like, oh, yeah, I can see you're one of those Miami flexers.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, I work out on Muscle Beach. Oh, yeah, I do. Guessed it.
And then Sandy is still trying to get Kiko to talk to Justin. She's like, okay, all right, Kiko, what point are you going to talk with him? He goes, I'm shy. I was like, oh, Kiko.
And so Eunice's like, yeah, I work on Muscle Beach. Yeah. And she goes, oh, she starts laughing at him and she goes, classic. And he, of course, he takes this like she's flirting. He was like, yeah. So Hannah brings out mussels, and the guy's like, now we talking, girl. I'm like, do you think those are fucking oysters? Like, what's wrong with this guy?
I don't know. So then Kiko finally meets with Justin, and they talk over the menu, and Justin's like, down with it. And then it's like this like quick montage of like cooking, things happening, and then someone stabbing a lobster right behind the eyes. I was like,
jeez. And then we've got Pete eating just a whole animal on the bone.
Yeah, where did that come from?
It's not like a Renfair turkey boat, you know, turkey leg or whatever the hell. It's like a whole animal that he's just digging his face into.
I brought the thunder, and I also brought a sheep so everyone could look at. Has anyone seen the sheep lately?
I think I ate your sheep.
Oh!
So Malia sees Rob, and she's like, hey, Rob, I know I may not say it enough, but look, I see that you're working really hard. I see you. And he's like, well, what do you need from me? Because you give other guys a directive, but not really me. She's like, well, you know, I gave Pete that thing to do, but, like, you actually hold a higher license than Pete, and you really go the extra mile, and I just want you to know that I appreciate you for upholding the standard that we both have set for ourselves.
He's like, I feel much better now, thank you very much.
So are you saying that you need me to run some cocaine across the border?
No, Rob. I'm just saying everything's
all right,
fine.
I'll do it. I'll do it for my children.
All right. Okay, now you're going a little too far with that.
Okay. All right. No, that's not actually... And you're not even smuggling cocaine. You just took some of Bugs' tablescape decorations.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure that these beads are made of cocaine.
No, they're not. They're not. Has anyone seen my cocaine beads? All right. Fair enough.
So next up, Bugsy is setting a table, and Jess is taking a picture going, whoa, that's amazing. And the captain is just watching with, like, those little heart emojis in her eyes.
Yeah, and Bugsy's like, sky's the limit with creativity. And you know what else is in the sky? Thunder!
So, Hannah, the guests are ready to eat, but Kiko's not really ready. And but it comes out, as always, lobster prawns with squid ink pasta and a white truffle oil.
Yum, uh-oh, truffle fresh oil. From the dryer.
Yep.
So then Justin's like, you know what we should do? We should do Vegas next weekend. Yeah. Stop ruining Vegas for me.
So Malia's just getting soaked in rain. Yeah, and then
really soaked.
Yeah, they eat and then they leave to go to the club or whatever. So then Rob is flirting with Jess and hugging her goodnight. And she's like, I am a giddy. What's not to like? Like, he has intellect, abs, a pretty face. I am a trouble.
Thank God that we are both hyper-intellectual and can talk on that level. Wow. I think he also might be able to find my epaulets. Thanks.
I cannot wait to find out what he thinks about Harry Potter.
G23. Mm. Oh, sorry.
So then Pete and Bug are in the mess again, as they always are. He's like, It's like, what's wrong with you? You're the green mess creep, aren't you? I can tell.
Yeah.
Also, why do you have so much sheep's blood around your mouth? Did you eat my sheep?
So then it's like 12:25 a.m. They're all at the club partying, and then Alex and Hannah are cleaning up the boat. And then it's like 2:50 a.m., and they're just sitting there waiting. And I'm starting to feel bad for them. This is like giving me trauma flashbacks to Below Deck Sailing when there was that awful, awful set of guests, and What's-Her-Face was the only one up, and they like came back late at night with the DJ and started to party, because that's essentially what happens with these assholes.
Yeah, they bring home a whole crew of people.
Yeah, and Leon is so that guy. He's so awful. He calls up Hannah. He's like, hey, friend. Hey, can you pick us up from Tito's? We're all pretty fucked up. And Hannah's like, yes, honey, I'll send a cab. Hey, you coming? It's like, he's like that belligerent, like, taxi orderer, Uber caller, like, just the person that we all know and hate. The person who, there's always that one person in that group that was never your friend, but somehow we got part of the group. And then you're, like, mortified, you know, as he's, like, talking down to the taxi driver.
Yeah, and he's probably not the one even paying for anything, you know? It's like, yes. Where are my oysters? Where are my taxi?
Yeah, I guarantee he paid for nothing on this entire trip.
Yeah. So then Hannah's like, I fucking hate my job, and they just party all night. So yeah, 6:38 a.m. on day two, and Rob and Unit pass each other, and he's like, good morning, Bro-Tato Chip. And he's like, good morning, Bro-Tato Chip. Wow.
Yeah. And Sandy is talking about how they have a very small window to leave the dock. That pretty much the winds have to be below 15 knots. And Sandy looks exhausted, by the way. I kind of feel like everyone was up late with this. They made it look like it was just Hannah and Alex. But Sandy looks like she was up all night long. So they are, like, getting ready to leave. And then this, like, lady is like, hey, can I take a walk? And Jessica's like, yeah, sure. Here are your shoes. Go take a walk on the deck. On the dock. No big deal.
And then Malia sees her leave, and she's like, that's one guest on the dock. And she's like, do you have eyes on her? Oh, geez, stand by Hannah. And Jess is like, whoopsie.
My bad. So then the guest finally comes back, but then Pete messes up something with the ground lines. Like, he released one line too early. That was the line that's supposed to go off last, he released first or something like that. And Sandy's like, hey, Pete, so who told you to release the ground line? He's like, Malia did. It's like, negative.
Malia's like, I said the second line, and I checked with Captain Sandy to make sure that was okay. He's like, whatever, you're not my potato chip.
Yeah, he goes, all right, well, copy. I'm going to go put your port ground line in. That's very important. Back on. And so they're like, oh, because he's getting a total attitude about it.
Gosh, this guy. So they have to stay, basically. And long story long, they end up having to stay. So yes. Malia is like, so she goes up to Pete and she's like, so Pete, your sarcasm on the radio didn't escape me. Okay. You saying I dropped your really important secondary ground line. He's like, well, that's not even what I said. I didn't mean me like that. What kind of chip are you?
If I knew what the word sarcasm meant, I would probably have a good rebuttal, but I'll just say I did not say that. So Malia's like, really? Because all of us on the stern heard you. So Pete is also like, I mean, there are like a multitude of reasons why he is awful, including his real life social media escapades that got him fired. But he's also awful because he's like terrible and then doesn't realize he's being terrible. And then when he's called out about it, he says he wasn't terrible. He like denies it. Like he didn't even he claimed that he was never calling Malia sweetie or sweetheart when there's like actual footage. And this too, it's like that worst kind of person to deal with because you can't even reason with them because their version of reality is totally warped and it all is just awful. Awfulness.
Yeah, he sucks. So Captain calls, boats into the bridge. And then Unit just starts bitching about Malia.
Yeah.
And he's like, God, there's so much miscommunication. I'm over it. I wasn't even sarcastic one bit. Like, I was communicating. I'm putting on the important line. Like, isn't that what you want? And then he tells us, yeah, you know, working with her, I'm checking my ego all the time. Like, did I do wrong? Did I not do wrong? But then I think about it and I'm like, I'm doing the right thing. So. Yeah,
someone who's like just self-assured about his own greatness. Great. Love that. And then he starts doing that classic thing that this is, and again, this is like one of those setbacks that women have to deal with in office and the workplaces is that, you know, she is basically says something like, I'm your boss. Don't act like that. Right. And now all of a sudden Pete's like, you can't tell her anything. Well, you can't say anything. Oh, she's so sensitive. It's like that. Talk about gaslighting. That's real gaslighting in a dangerous way that always had. Oh, well, you can't say anything around her. I got to walk on eggshells around her, you know?
Yeah.
And then Rob goes, he goes, who? He goes, Malia. It's like, that's not even her name.
Well, I don't even know her name because that's how unimportant she is. Malia.
Anyway, I'm going to go text with Lana some more.
He goes, she has to have the last word every single time. She's your boss. Shut up, you fucking wuss. My God. So the captain's like, all right, if we're not leaving, I want those toys out. And Malia's like, what if we do like a little toy island?
Is that like an anchor sanctuary? Sort of. I am in Toy Island. Wow.
Did Betsy come up with that idea? Because it's brilliant. Get her down here. I want to tell her how brilliant Toy Island is.
So what you're basically saying is we're going to make a tablescape in the water made of toys, right? Wow, that was great work, Bugsy.
Can we call it the Island of Bugs? I would love that.
So the guests are waking up and... And like Sandy walks by Jessica. Jessica's like folding a towel. She's like, all right, I need you to fold a little faster, okay? Because we're going to need you downstairs to fuck something up, all right? So fold a little faster, can you?
So beach picnic. Time for a beach picnic. Yeah. And Bugsy and Jess are getting packed up. And Bugsy is really just like, look at me doing everything so quickly. It's like running from place to place, you know, getting
she
everything
is on
done.
Top of shit. Yeah. And she's like, she makes a list for Jessica to follow. And she's like, okay. She's like, oh, I made you a list and I got you a bag and I am, you know, inherently bring the thunder. So here it is for you. And Jessica's like, calm down. Like a list. That's ridiculous. Like, here's my plan. I'm gonna walk onto the boat, walk onto the shore, give them, I don't know, a sea urchin to hold, and then I'm just gonna go get a drink. No big deal. Don't have to overthink this.
She's like, calm down. And then they keep showing Bugsy running from place to place and then cutting to Hannah sleeping still. Yeah. And then showing Bugsy. It's the classic Below Deck. Like, I can't believe they didn't put a cigarette in Hannah's mouth to film her smoke, because that's their favorite thing to do, is like, yes, show her smoking.
I know. But it is kind of funny to see how, like, quickly Bugsy has figured shit out, faster than, like, this is like Jessica's third charter, and Jessica's like, okay, so the picnic stuff is...
it's in the desk. I've only been here 3 hours, and I already know what the picnic stuff is.
So upstairs, the guys are covering furniture, and Rob's like, should we do the cushions? And Unit's like, I'm afraid to get my head bit off at anything I do around here.
Okay, let's take your, like, broken, fragile ego and let's put it on a tender and sail it off into the middle of the Mediterranean, because no one really wants it on board right now. Just cover, like, take some initiative, and if you do something wrong, then, like, guess what? Like, if you will get your head bit off, then deal with it, okay? Just be better.
So Bugs is like, what's the club called? And one of the guys is like, yeah, we're bringing some of the people here, like three girls, one guy, just because, like, he's the driver or something, he has to come. But yeah, we're bringing some people back tonight. And they're like,
great.
Yeah, it's like a 6-course dinner, sir.
Yeah, thanks. We already rationed the food out. All right, great. So then Sandy's in the galley. Well, Kiko's cooking, and Sandy's like, decides that she's going to make herself a panini or something. And she's like, you know, I'm from a big family. Like, we cook a lot of food. You know, this is great. Hey, how you doing in there, sandwich? You having a good time in there, sandwich? Getting pressed down? All right. Hey, you think I should toast the bread? I mean, I love toast, but this year is more about cereal for me. Do you think I should go? Is that a step back for me to go back to toast? What do you think, Kiko?
He's like, thanks for helping. And she goes, teamwork makes the dream work. Well, my favorite Captain Sandy's.
You should probably take a nap.
So the guy wants to see his dog on the beach. I need to see my dog. So Jess has to go wake up Hannah and for her to get the dog from the nanny lady or whatever, which I'm glad she did, because, you know, Hannah, like, there, part of me is like, okay, Bugsy's just overdoing it just to make Hannah look bad, just because I remember the last season. But the other part is, like, Hannah does not give a fuck. She's just like, oh, I stayed up, I'll sleep till 3, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm kind of glad that Jess went and woke her up, like, hello.
I don't know. I mean, she was up until 6:30, like, because not only did she have to deal with all those drunk people and wait on all those drunk people, but then she had to clean up after them. And then, like, it really wasn't, I don't think it was like 3 o'clock. I mean, I think, and she was an hour beforehand. So I kind of, in this case, I did feel bad for Hannah, especially because this, like, I must see my dog. I mean, this is like the weird version of watching, like, Teresa Giudice visit Joe in jail, you know, like, oh God, it's another, like, we must meet. We have to leave now. We have to bring all our documents to see the dog. Like, I don't know. I agree with you. You should not have brought the dog in the first place and then could have just lived a life.
Yeah, so they have to get the dog, and then Unit, just some more in the Unit and Malia drama. He's like, Malia, did you eat those last 2 paninis? And she goes, sure did, and walks off. It's like, uh-oh, now he's really going to be mad.
So now they're sending all the tenders going off to Toy Island, and Hannah is actually admitting at this point, she's like, you know what, I can't stand her honey face, and I can't stand her honey attitude, but I actually do need Bugsy right now. Because these people are douchebags, and the enemy of my enemy is my friend.
So they get all unpacked on the beach for this picnic, and Justin's like, just let me know when Scout's at the beach so I can go to the beach too, because I can't go without Scout. I cannot go to the beach without Scout. Yeah. And Rob and Malia are doing all the work, unpacking and stuff. And Rob's like, well, you know, I talked to Unit, and he said he wasn't being a jerk to you. He didn't mean it that way. She goes, yeah, but he was. You know, he has a lot of nerves to say things behind my back, but can't say it to my face.
Mm-hmm. And then she gets knocked over by an umbrella. So then... breaks it. Yeah, basically, like,
looks like I brought the wind, too.
Yeah, so now Justin's like, Scout, I can't wait to see Scout. I can't wait to see Scout. I'm, like, just imagining when Scout and Justin reunite, it's going to be, like, Susan Sarandon and, like, Sean Penn and Dead Man Walking, like, their finger, like, his finger to hit Scout's paw against the glass, like, one last time, Mr. Scout. I guess I just have jail on my mind right now for some reason.
So Rob is still, like, loving Jess. He's like, Jess is gorgeous and hyper intelligent as well.
Ooh. Yeah, because oh, sorry.
Oh, no, go ahead.
I was going to say, he says this because Jess taught him how to fold a towel. He's like, Jess taught me this maneuver. You do it with
super
me.
Super intelligent.
Intelligent.
So he tells Malia, he goes, he's telling Malia that. He goes, yeah, Jess is gorgeous and hyper intelligent. And Malia starts laughing and he goes, why are you laughing like that? I quite like Jess. And she goes, oh, well, good for you.
Turns into Rinna. Good for you. Good for you.
She thought he was kidding when he's like, she's super intelligent as well.
So Hannah and Alex finally are taking the guests over to Toy Island, and they meet up with, there's just like a lot of transportation happening back and forth. I'm like, I can't really even fully figure out what's happening, because then the guests from the club that show up, and the boat's going back and forth, and there's supplies and guests and the dog. There's a lot of moving parts to getting to Toy Island.
Yeah. And Hannah hates these randos. She's like, oh, I hate it when randos find their way back. And so Captain's like, hey, Pete, can you walk over there with the... Could you walk over here to get these bags? That would be great. He's like, oh, bossy women.
Man, I can't do anything right, can I?
So then Captain gets a phone call, and it's a guy who's like, hi, I work at the beach, and we have to take down glass and tents. We cannot have glass and tents on the
beach.
It's
Colin.
You're
Colin's
doing
new
great,
job.
Colin!
You're doing great. You're doing great. Way to warn them. Your safety first. Safety first. You know, Aunt Tibby was walking on the beach and she stepped on some broken glass and has been in ICU for 3 weeks because of it. So you're doing a good job.
So they have to get everything off, and Hannah's like, listen, I have to take up all the glass. And they're like, but these are plastic. And she's like, but the alcohol are in glass bottles. Do you see that?
Look at they all go, oh.
So
I also
she starts-
like that before. I also, by the way, I like that before that, before they even got the call, they were like, one guy had like a golf club and golf balls and was like hitting them into the water. And Hannah's like, I'm sorry, you can't hit golf balls because there are people swimming right there. You might see if you use your eyeballs that your golf balls would go right onto their heads and hit them. So no golfing. Fuckface.
So she's filling all the plastic bottles up with alcohol, and then a guy's like, oh, well, if we're not gonna have the tent, we're going back to the boat. So she's like, oh, damn it.
Hold on, let me just say goodbye to Mr. Scout. Mr. Scout, oh my god, I'll see you later. Oh, Mr. Scout. All right, hold on, get back on the boat. We'll take the dog off to its playpen.
So Alex calls Malia to tell her to come back, and she's taking pictures of the dog for Instagram, for the guy's Instagram or whatever.
Yeah.
And basically Kiko's fucked because he has all these extra people coming. So she calls him and tells him, and he's like, tonight, 6 times 12 is 72, right? I'm fucked again. Hi! He's still so happy.
He's like smiling. He's like, this is going to be the worst night of my life, and I say this as someone who worked for Putin's godfather. Ah, I'm so happy.
And that brings us to the end of Bloedic.
Oh, good times. Good times had by all. So, we'll be back. I forget what our next episode is. Let's see. We're doing
Selling Sunset, and then we're going to be off for the rest of the week.
Yes.
So next week, we're going to open the week with Real Housewives of New York, which, thank God, returns.
Yeah, I thought it was coming back next week, but it's actually coming back this week. So we are going to be taking a few days off for the long weekend. So our recap of Real Housewives of New York will be up on Monday.
Yes, and we will have video recap of both our bonus episode and Selling Sunset up this week. So if you want to see those videos and all our videos, just go become a Crappens On Demand member at Patreon. You can find all those links at watchwithcrappens.com, as well as links to our store where you can get your face masks. Okay?
Woo. Okay.
Thanks a lot, everybody. We'll talk to you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
This is Acast Recommends. Every week we pick one of our favourite shows, and this is one we think you're going to love.
How about you listen to When No One's Watching?
The podcast where celebrities confess their guilty pleasures and potentially ruin their careers.
Yes, forever.
We've had confessions from Derry Girls,
Ramesh Ranganathan,
and McFly's Tom Fletcher.
I have to take my top off to poo.
What?
You might be asking why they tell us these things, and it's basically because we are guilty pleasures, aren't we? I'm Matt Richardson, Heat Magazine's Weird Crush of the Year.
And I'm Matt Willis.
from Busted.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
Subscribe now.
When no one's watching.
Acast is home to the biggest podcasts from the UK and around the world. Subscribe to this show and hundreds more now via Acast or wherever you get your podcasts.